Greg, I got a question for you.
Are we on the show?
Yeah.
This is the show?
This is the show.
Has anyone introduced it yet?
No, because this is a pre-intro question. Last time you you brought a guest?
Onto the show?
Let's start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide Show.
Hello.
What show is this?
My name is Brian Girard.
Hello.
I'm with Gregory Hoyt.
Good evening, ladies.
And Robert Shide.
Hello.
We have a special guest today. It's Greg's conscience.
Ooh. This is going to be an interesting kind of topic. Oh,
yikes.
Man.
That's a scary thing to bring on
so,
the show.
So, welcome, Greg's conscience.
Hi.
Well, you know what? First of all, Greg's conscience. I just want to say that I am proud that you exist.
Thank you.
Because
I still doubt.
You doubt
my existence.
I doubt that you coming in around. It's nice to see you here this morning.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't. There are so many times in my life. That I'd like to know where you are.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm here, guys.
Really?
I'm right here.
Okay,
course.
Do you weigh heavily down on Greg ever or no?
Me?
You, the conscience.
The conscience?
Yeah.
On Greg? Oh, yes.
Do
he,
you?
Oh, he wears me like a blanket, cloak.
Oh.
A cloak.
I didn't know that.
Really? Explain to me where you go during 98% of Greg's life.
Well, as Greg's conscience, typically... Maybe Greg just doesn't talk about me very
definitely
much.
Definitely not.
Like, maybe that's one of the things, but we're really close. It's like being someone's brother or sister. There's a sort of like maybe an unspoken relationship that we have that's not too verbal. It's just a lot of like nonverbal communication maybe. And maybe to the outside eye, it just seems like I don't
even. By nonverbal communication, you guys just like, what do you give thumbs up every once in a while?
Thumbs up or thumbs
high
down.
Five.
I just give them a thumb up or a thumb down.
I have a question.
Very black and white.
Do you know if there's a Greg's filter in there somewhere, like a vocal filter?
Oh, like
with
what
you?
What would it do?
Well, it would filter him every now
and
then.
In what way?
Like he would decide not to say certain things.
Greg's filter would have been there, say, for example, the day Greg met my parents, so that therefore from that point forward, my dad doesn't refer to my friend Greg as a guy who says fuck a lot.
So I mean, I would imagine that also Greg's filter would make your life conscience a lot
easier.
So where's the filter? Is the filter around?
Does
Can we
exist?
Get the filter in here?
Yeah.
Oh, there's no filter in
here. Oh, the filter's not even there.
Oh, I've never seen a filter. Maybe I could build one, like a dam. Maybe I could, give me some sticks.
No,
I
but a
put
filter,
it,
a filter should let something out, just some things out, but not.
Filter should let some, wait,
some
you're
things.
Saying to hold things in.
No, I'm not saying to dam it up.
A filter holds things in.
No, no, like a coffee filter. It allows some of the
right,
liquids to come
but
out.
You got to hold all that other stuff in.
Yeah, but typically,
why would Greg ever want to hold those things in?
For example, going
where would my job be?
Yeah, but conscience, listen to me.
Yeah.
But much like a coffee filter, it keeps the sediment in the leftover garbage.
Yeah.
But then what do you do with that garbage?
Well,
you throw it away.
Yeah.
How?
In a room.
In a basket.
By yourself.
You just throw it away? What?
Yeah.
Greg would scream in a room by
maybe.
Himself?
Or he pick up some sort of activity like archery or hand-to-hand combat.
Or he plays racquetball. Maybe he goes to a racquetball court, shuts the door, and that's where he screams and starts cutting himself.
Cutting himself?
No, I don't agree with
that. He hasn't done that since seventh grade.
Oh, well.
He just didn't feel like he could feel anything at that point. He needed to feel something.
Is that something you think a lot about?
No, I never think about it.
Now, is there a particular moment in your life that you specifically... started to not show up nearly as much.
Good question.
Greg's conscience. Because I would assume that growing when you were a child, when Greg was a child, you were around a lot more.
Yeah.
But then it got to, was it high school, was it college perhaps, where you just took a somewhat permanent vacation.
And as your filter, your filter would have prevented you from saying this if you had one, but this is the time of your life where you would probably have said, fuck it, a lot more.
Yeah.
When that happened, when Greg's conscience, when I stopped showing up, when I took a permanent vacation, was probably when I realized at one point that people who had a conscience and were expressing how bad they felt about the shitty things that they did were just they were doing just as many shitty things as Greg does. It's just that they were then going, oh, I feel so bad about this.
But they were having a better time.
But Greg didn't care.
Person. Mm. It's Greg cared very much, but he just saw that it was totally ineffective and useless.
Yeah.
When I think that when Greg would express feeling bad, most of his friends, he had a pretty rough group of friends, would mock him.
A lot of mockery.
And call him a pussy, saying sorry things like that.
Don't swear on this show, please.
Fuck shit.
No.
We need the filter. This is when the filter would come in. This is when we need the filter. Yeah. Well, you know what? Can we get Greg back in here? Because I want to hear what his relationship is
with you.
With you.
I can't wait to hear what he says.
I know. It'll be fun. Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Hey, Greg?
Yes.
Hey. Welcome back. Sorry we have to ask you to...
I just channeled.
Did you black out?
Were my eyes behind my face?
They were in the back of your head. They were in the back of your head.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah. Did you black out or did you hear the conversation?
Well, it was like I was in the room, but I was hovering above the operating table. Wow.
I know exactly what that was.
Like, I could see them operating on my body.
Yeah.
And I knew that my family was in the waiting room, but
you were being probed.
I was being probed.
Did you go up the nurse's skirt because you're like, oh,
no,
man,
I was freaked out. I thought I was going to die.
Why would the nurse isn't standing above the table?
No,
right?
She's behind
a guy.
She's
no,
behind
the nurse was a guy on his table. Oh, they were working on me.
I got you. Interesting.
And you went up his skirt?
You went up
his
skirt?
No, I didn't. He was not wearing a skirt, A. And no nurse is wearing a skirt in the hospital, by the way.
Oh. Well, so I have a question for you. What is your relationship with your conscience? Did you know that you had one?
Yeah, I knew that I had one. My conscience actually is a silent assassin.
Wow.
My conscience, I guess the thing is, my conscience actually is probably one of the biggest problems that I have in my life.
Really?
Yeah. I would say that personally.
Would it be pre-event or post-event?
Both. I mean, my conscience is running at all hours of the day.
Does it prevent you from doing things? Because I can tell you right now, for me...
Yes.
I would say that it does that for me.
My life would be a disaster. If I didn't have a conscience, my impulsive nature is so great. You guys think that I fucking blow it out of the water here. This is me dialed back, I mean, at least 60% of what my actual impulses are.
Yeah, I think we all have to.
I'd like to talk to your conscience, Robert.
Mine?
So if you could just send him in.
All right.
Send him in.
Good luck channeling, man.
Thanks.
Scary.
Just let your eyes roll in the back of your head. Listen to the sound of my voice when I count to three.
Why are you putting your hand on him, on his thigh like that?
3, 2, 1.
Hello.
Whoa.
What the heck? Hi.
Hi.
Are you, you're Robert's conscience?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Hey. Good morning.
What the fuck's going on
here? Whoa,
buddy.
What?
Easy.
By the way, exactly what? How I figured he was.
Is that right?
Respond.
A gruff.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about you.
Me?
We, we were just hanging out with Greg's conscience.
What the fuck's your hand doing on my thigh?
Ooh,
well, that's how you...
He's homophobic.
Robert lets me keep it there.
Mm-hmm. Something to think about.
Okay. How much stuff do you hold Robert back from doing, conscience?
It's a tough job. I've been working out a lot, so pretty much everything.
Everything?
Not everything. I let him do about 98% of...
No, 1% of the thing.
Yes. Correct.
You don't... Yeah. You're so hard on him.
I gotta be.
Why?
Well, you know, if he blows it out, he'd end up like Greg.
Oh!
Wow.
Whoa. I'm sorry, I just...
Greg just blew out the microphone.
Yeah, I did. And that's something I gotta think about as well.
No, I get that, but there's a... You gotta cut the kid some slack.
Yeah, I do. I let him... cut slack with paper. He
you
cuts
keep
paper.
Him on a tight leash.
You know he paints. Did you know that?
No, I know.
I let him paint. He lets it out.
He paints Gandhi. And
oh yeah,
Jesus
he does.
Christ.
Not Jesus Christ. What are you talking about?
Gandhi,
Nelson
Mandela.
Please.
But those are very specific people you're letting him paint.
I
Why
am
don't you
very
let him...
specific about what I allow him to do.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Doesn't that get tiring?
Well. You know, you hear it in my voice, don't you?
No, I get it.
I smoke 2 packs a day.
I was
going to
say, you're so stressed out. Look at you.
Yeah,
you're smoking.
Yeah.
You're constantly smoking.
I can't take a break. What am I going to do?
How are your drinking habits?
They're great.
Yeah, because you don't let Robert take some of the heat off.
You know, why would I want to let him let it loose?
Just let him have a drink every once in a while.
Just let him have a drink.
You know, I'm not stopping him from having a drink. I'm just reminding him what would happen if he did. That's all.
Reminding him of what? What happened?
Letting loose, losing control.
What happened?
What is losing control?
Did Robert lose control at some point?
Yeah,
you fucking
he did.
Were like never again.
As a kid.
Okay.
He lost control.
So we're really getting after it here because this is why I'm glad you're here.
This is the thing I remind him of.
Right. Because I know that you had you guys had a symbiotic relationship at one point. But there's something that happens somewhere back there.
Yeah.
That made you overpower him so much.
Yeah.
What was that event?
Well, no, I gotta say, you know, every time he watches himself, he can. I just do little reminders every now and then. You know.
What do you mean watches himself?
Well, he's recorded in a lot of mediums, so watching videos, things like that. That's a great time to be able to play things back for him and say, "Hey, look at that! Look at that over there!
Look at what? There? What are you looking at?"
No, just different things that he does, mannerisms
that you hate,
letting control go.
Letting control go. But why do you control that so much?
Oh, it's great. I'm the judge. I'm the jury.
I know.
So you're busy.
Yeah.
You're very busy judging and jury.
Oh, I just make
everything.
Sure. Everything. Yeah.
Because you don't want to, what,
you
rub anyone wrong?
Every now and then, though. Uh-huh. Every now and then he gets by me and he just does his thing and he's happy and he enjoys it. But
and
I
what
gotta
happens
say,
in those circumstances?
What do you mean? That's different? Like, how does he do it?
Yeah, how does he do it? What does he do?
For some reason, I'm not yelling loud enough. It's probably because I lost my voice from the amount of yelling I've been doing, I'm completely passed out because of all the drinking.
I feel like you probably have a way with women. You drink, you smoke, you kind of you do whatever you want to do.
You know what I do? I point.
You point your dick.
Yes. That's the way it works.
You should talk to my conscience.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes.
Maybe we will.
No. You don't want to bring him around. Well, he doesn't want to hang out with you.
Yeah, right? I'll tell you that when I was younger, when I was younger and Robert was younger as well, he did have these moments, and I believe he almost had a conversation about this before with his brother when his brother was on. There were times when he sort of let it out of the bag. And it just wasn't a pleasant time.
What is it? What happened?
So what would happen is just sort of playing around, right?
Uh-huh.
And we had this
pet
name, my brother and then some other friends, right?
Yep. No, Robert's brother.
And so whenever my brother would say, or the other guys would say, Robert Cadabert, right? Yeah, exactly. It doesn't, it sounds retarded now, and it really is.
Hey, retarded is a tough word.
Okay, I'm sorry. It sounds mentally handicapped, and it is. So whenever they would say that, it would sort of, quote-unquote, trigger something in me. And I was playing around, right? But it would trigger something in me, and I would go nuts. And it would be an all-out physical battle brawl and... It was
a battle royale.
It was a battle royale.
Now, would you battle yourself or a wall or other people or a couch?
Oftentimes on the trampoline, that's where battles occurred.
Oh, yeah.
Headlock. Did you ever knock anyone out?
No, I didn't. But people, the moment when you don't step on the trampoline and one foot goes through with the spring pinching other parts. Yeah, that happened to people.
Man.
In any case... It's a moment in his life that he's not very proud of.
Sure.
And he was a kid, you know, but
kids are kids.
I make sure that he doesn't think about the fact that he was a kid.
Now, did you and Robert ever have a conversation with yourselves about the fact that that's just what kids do?
Yeah.
Why the hell would I do that? He would feel better about himself.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Look, guys, I got to get out of here.
I appreciate it.
No, he's starting to let it go.
No. So I gotta, all right.
There he goes.
Thanks,
What's your hand doing on my lap?
Oh, sorry. It was just a reflex.
What just happened there?
Eyes went to the back.
I smelled smoke.
Really?
Yeah.
Cigarette smoke? Camel
smell
reds?
Oh, that's God. Just ass. You had your hands.
It's just ass. That's disgusting.
Oh, Brian.
Yes.
So, I don't know what happened there, but
don't worry about it.
No, it's all right. You just had a temporary blackout.
Okay.
We carried through. Greg and I just were talking about.
Yeah. Well, something clearly happened. I don't know how you got me down there. Greg, are you going to be able to help Brian here? I think I want to talk to his conscience.
You want to
talk to? I'm going to tell you guys something right now.
Yeah.
you don't want to talk to my conscience.
No, I think we have to.
No, you don't have to.
Unfortunately,
you don't have to.
Unfortunately, we have plenty of time.
Yeah, we have plenty of time to kill.
So, Greg, go ahead, take him down.
Brian, listen to my voice, Brian. This is Gregory Hoy talking to you. I want you to relax. I want you to allow your eyes to roll back in your head. I want to speak to your conscience, Brian. 3, 2, 1.
Hello?
Brian, you, Brian's conscience? Hello?
Brian.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you,
good,
sir?
Good, how you doing?
Fine.
Good.
Oh. What's wrong?
tissue?
No, I'm fine. I just sniff every once in a while.
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. Look, I don't
where
have
you been?
I don't have a lot of time down here. Okay?
You don't?
I knew you guys were coming. I heard you knocking. I heard you ringing the doorbell, but I'm just going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're up to. I don't know what you're getting at, but I don't have a lot of time, so whatever it is, you better get to it quick. Because, look, I'm going to shake him. I'm going to shake him up. I'm going to shake him up. I'm going to shake him down. So whatever you got to get to.
What? Shake him up? Shake him down.
Shake him down. Shake him down.
What are you talking about?
What do you want? Go ahead. Get into it, Greg. You call me up. I'm here. What do you want?
Where you been? I've never met you before.
I don't think I met you either.
Brian doesn't, you know, I gotta say, Brian doesn't put you to use very much because typically for almost the first 8 years that I knew him, he was completely Switzerland, so he never
very neutral
the boat.
Party. And on top of that, he always had a thing.
Yeah,
he had
always,
a go-to.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what he puts me. What, you know what he does to me?
What?
Puts me in a room. Just puts me in a little room in the back, and he just kind of locks it up, and he's like, hey, you're not around. You're not around. No one cares. No one knows what he's going to do.
Wait a minute.
Locks me out.
So...
My voice doesn't count? I got something to say. You want to say it? I'm going to say it. I got something to say.
Well, you're here. You're here, and we're not pushing you away.
All right.
So,
all right. Sorry.
Want to hear what you got to say?
Sorry.
He then. Why was he doing? Why was he living? Because he kind of reminded me of Robert in the sense that like there was no boat rocking or whatever, and like he would never take a stand on in any issue either way.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Well, that was a conference we had back when we were kids. Back when he was a kid.
It was a conference.
It was a little conference call. I had a conference call. We called into
so you were in the little room.
We're in a little room.
Yeah.
We're in a little room, and we're talking, and we
who
came
you and Brian?
Me and Brian, and we came to this conclusion. We were like, stuff happens. Kids go through kid things,
right?
And you know, we decided we were like, you know what, kid? You know what's going to be good and what's going to make it easier for you?
What?
Nothing. Say nothing. Be nothing.
Wow.
Don't commit to nothing. You're your own. You create your own island.
Wow.
You're your own ship.
Isn't it kind of lonely though?
It's lonely. Incredibly lonely. It's isolating. It's incredibly lonely.
You created a Bryland.
It's a Bryland. Oh, that's very funny. Very funny. Greg's a funny guy. He's a funny guy. We created a Bryland to use Greg's terminology, and it was easier. We were like, what's easier?
So your life got easier after you made a Bryland?
That's right. Really? It was like, all right, you know what? Fuck them. Fuck them. Right?
Wow.
As a child, you're saying fuck them?
That's right.
No filter, either.
We know what? Do it yourself. That's what we said. We're like, you know what? You don't need anyone. We'll just do it.
And then you must have set up, there must be a huge filter in Brian, because there must have been a lot of things that you wanted to say and do that you were like, no, I'm going to be nothing, say nothing.
That's right. That's right. So we have in another room. The reason why I'm in this small room.
Yeah.
Most of the real estate that he's got going on back here is literally all these filters and
all these
rooms,
things that never got
all
out.
All these rooms of ideas and
stuff.
Thoughts and things he should have said and volumes of it. File cabinets.
Cabinets. What do you do with it all? Burn it or shit it out? How do you get it out of there?
Quite honestly, I think we should just throw in the ocean.
Throw
Brian into the ocean?
No.
All this stuff.
Just throwing
it. Why? Because it's old, or is it?
Well, it doesn't mean nothing anymore. It's like I tell them all the time. It's like, well, you didn't use it then, so what the hell good is it now?
So why don't you just put it in a boat? Right,
dump it over.
Viking burial.
Yeah, Viking burial. Put it in a boat, and you could visualize this conscience.
Yeah. Wow.
Put all your stuff, all your old shit, in this boat.
Yeah.
You're on the shore of the ocean, and you. Pour gasoline all over your stuff, all that old shit. Just pour gasoline all over it. Mm. Push it, and as you push it, throw an M80 firework at the boat.
Beautiful.
Into the boat. Boom, and the burning boat just
goes
out to
the
ocean.
Now, the thing is,
I don't think we can actually ask that of
the conscience. I think we have to talk to the filter.
Well, no, but we could talk to the filter, but
because
I'm just saying
the filter is the one who's actually keeping it all back in.
I'm just trying to talk to Brian's subconscious. Consciousness, subconscious.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a submarine captain.
I'm a captain of a submarine.
He's deep in hypnosis right
yeah,
now.
I know, so but I'm just saying, I think that the filter, ideas. Greg, I'm saying that the filter would be the one we need to talk to.
But I don't have a lot of time. What else? What else do you want to know?
See what I mean? Like,
what about like all the multiple lives that you were living for many years?
Oh, did you keep track of that?
That's part of, I mean, what do you want to know? It's part of the Bryland.
Hmm. Part of the Bryland is having multiple lives.
Were you like where you like you have to be the mayor of Bryland? You have to be the postman of Bryland.
Were there like split personalities when you would go to other things?
Split personality. I mean, split personality. What, I think I'm a psychopath.
I think that's what he was kind of implying.
Are you implying that you're a implying that we as a team have a high level of psychosis?
Yeah, I am. You would go to a party or you would go to an event and you'd be there for about 10 or 15 minutes. And then what would happen that would make you tell everyone, I got a thing, and leave conversations midstream and have everyone go? What? Sort of look at each other after and be like, where did Gerard go? What happened? What was that?
I gotta be honest with you. That had very little to do with me. I mean,
That's all Brian.
That wasn't the conscience.
That might be the filter. No, the filter is like clogged.
Maybe.
I gotta say though, Greg. Yes. I wish I'd asked your conscience about that too.
What?
The fact that you sometimes will just be at a place and then you shut down.
Shut down?
And then you walk out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My conscience is here. We're talking to Brian. So you can talk to my conscience about that after, though, if you want.
Yeah.
Let me just say this, because I'm bored with both of you right now, so I need to go. But what I would like to say is, in regards to that, is that that has nothing to do with conscience. That's not a conscious behavior. Mm. You know, it has nothing to do with that. It's not like it was like, oh, you know, there were a couple times where he would do that. Yeah. He'd be like, oh, and then he'd leave, and then I'd be like, hey, man, maybe you should have said bye, or maybe there's a better way to go about it. But you know what? And then he would be like, no, I get what you're saying, but you need to stop saying it, because you know what? It's easier.
It's all about making it easy.
You tried to make him more social.
I mean, I tried, but at the same time, I agree with it. You know, I wasn't really giving him a whole lot of a time with it, because ultimately, you know what? We had the conversation. It was like, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? You're at a party. You're going to, oh, I got to go around, give hugs and kisses, and be like, I got to go.
Well, that'd be nice.
That's not, no. There's no time for that.
Do you still want to live on the Bryland with him?
It's a lifelong contract. I mean, do I want to? It's something that we're in it together. We continue to work things out. You know, I think I've been out of my room for I get out of the room a little bit more than I used to.
That's good, and
I'm okay with that. I mean, ultimately, look, he's a good man. He's a good roommate. You know, he's a good roommate, and he takes care of me fairly well.
All right. Yeah. Well, look, thank you for spending the time to talk to us. And honestly, I hope you start selling off some of the parts of the Bryland and let other people live on there. It's a, you know, seems like you have got a good plot of land.
I burning that shit.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that idea. Yeah. I'm gonna bring that up at the next board meeting and tell them that, hey, you know, let's do an M80 with some of these file cabinets on a boat and let's just burn them up.
That's good. Yeah. Good call.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay. Yeah. Man.
Wow.
That was good.
Yeah. It was. Interesting.
Oh, right.
Oh, hey.
Easy with the.
Oh, there we go.
Hey, whoa.
Hi.
What's up? Why are you guys staring at me like that?
Well, we were just talking to you. You can put your shirt back on.
Oh, why?
Keep your pants off, though. Okay. What were you going to ask me about me leaving somewhere?
No, I was going to ask you. When I shut down? Yeah, sometimes.
Give me an example.
We were at a party at L, right? Mm-hmm. And at that time, you were all just hanging out,
yep.
and an ex of yours showed up, and you became extremely silent.
I did.
Yep, extremely silent. Your eyes got a lot bigger.
Really?
Yes. Your eyes got so physically, your eyes got a lot bigger. Your beer sort of gravitated closer to your face, like it just sort of, you held it up higher and more in, you were closed.
Really?
You know, you just kind of were drinking it slowly and then you were gone.
I would like to weigh in on this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because you were there. You saw this.
You saw this go down.
Yeah, I think I asked Brian. I was like, where did Greg go?
Gregory tends to, this force known as the X walks into the room.
Yeah.
Immediately, all the blood at that point rushes to one corner of Gregory's brain and creates a story that doesn't exist, and then he ends up living in that
moment.
Which
is what? What would that story be?
Well, I think you immediately go to why is this person here? Where did she come from?
So
who is she with?
Why
am I doing? Why am I here? What should I be doing? It's like it's literally it just becomes questioning monologues of all these different things. What did I do? What did I do wrong? How could have been better? What did I do? Did I blow it?
Now I understand completely,
and that's my conscience right there.
I understand completely pulling yourself out of a bad situation. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? I don't feel comfortable here. I need to go.
Yeah,
but. You pull the ripcord. You are out of there before even saying anything. Well, dealing with anybody else who's there as well. Yeah. You know, I think you get very focused.
Yeah. Well, I can have emotional overload sometimes. Mm. And like that night, I remember being just incredibly hurt. I hadn't seen that person. Mm. And I was like, wow, I love this person. And here they are. Like I, you know, that I love that girl.
Yeah.
Loved.
Yeah.
And so to see her that night, I was like, it was such a weird... And I have a hard time sometimes grasping reality, like in all honesty. And I've talked about this, like with the whole universe and what is this all about? And
sure.
Like, what the fuck? What is this table? What is this table? I know it's a table, but like, what is happening here? Like,
well, what's happening is every time you hit it, it hits the microphone.
I get it. I don't care. But I'm just saying, like, you can never prove to me that you both exist. You realize that, right? You can't.
That's for another show.
You can't.
I think we'll try to on another
but
show.
But sometimes my mind gets blown by certain things.
Yeah.
And that was one of those things.
Yeah.
And it was totally out of context for that person to be at L.
Agreed.
Like, I was just like, what? Oh, great. And this is the sort – this is a side – if you want to talk about my conscience – What I'm about to say is the side that my conscience is the hardest about me, on me.
Mm-hmm.
I would really like to be a person that uses sunny, flowery language and doesn't feel the darker emotions that I sometimes feel.
Yeah.
But at this point, I can't control – I can control it, but I can't eliminate that.
Of course.
But I would like to, and that's something that I beat myself up about. And there was a very real part of me that night – that was like, I'm going to tear somebody's face off. Cause like, she wasn't just there. She was there hanging with like this group of guys. Right. So I was like, I need to get out of here
right
now.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I had the impulse to tear the bar apart. Mm. And I can't do that.
That is correct.
You know?
Yeah. No, but you know, I respect it. I respect the fact that you had to go. I just figured it was, it was very sudden.
But I have a hard time. Yeah, like what am I going to do?
Talk about that
or something?
Yeah,
no, I just get out of there. I had to remove myself from the situation.
Yeah,
and but back in the day, I wouldn't have. That's the thing. Like that's
smart.
That's growth.
That's
for
smart.
Me. Go
that's
ahead,
smart.
Brian, sorry.
I would have done the same thing. Like when you're in those kind of situations, your conscience sometimes ends up coming in and is like, you know what, bro. Hmm. We could go deep and dark right now, but I think the best thing for us to do is to pack the bag
and
just remove yourself from the situation.
And
that's where I always my conscience and I have a really good relationship
because
we have enough life experience to know when to just remove ourselves from situations.
Yeah. And thinking about it, if putting myself in that same scenario, if somebody showed up, and I would also want to just be like, you know, this isn't worth it. Not happy. It's painful, exactly.
Yeah. We got other stuff that we got to deal with.
Yeah.
And to me, this situation, we just remove ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, I want to, when you guys have a moment, please tell your consciences to thanks for stopping in.
Yeah,
is it time to go already?
I feel like I missed
like 5 minutes of this.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
All right.
This was like one of those on a very special episode of the Shy Show.
Every episode is very special.
It's become very special.
Very special.
It always is. On behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Hoyt, my name is Brian Gerard. We are the Shy Show.
Avec ça j'ai tout dit, mais j'aime insister, c'est pour ça qu'on m'appelle MC Artist. Artiste, une manière de vivre et de penser, d'influencer la société qu'on connaît. Corrompue, toute tendance confondue, qui te la foutra dans le à chaque fois qu'elle le pourra. Alors dans celle-ci tribale, je déballe des vérités internationales. Je parle de l'éternel combat du bien contre le mal. Voilà, je m'en remets à Almighty Jah, aussi vrai que mon nom est des Zenda Kijimana. Saïrois d'origine politiquement éduqué à coup de baramine, j'ai pris conscience. La peur n'existe que quand tu en acceptes les conséquences. Sur quel pied tu danses? Où est ton allégeance? Offris quoi la politique, quoi ce qui remplira ta pensée? Pense que rien ne t'achète une conscience.